T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Saturday, March 9th. Ah, yeah. It's back. Bourbon and Bacon Fest returning to the Seattle Design Center. This has become really a favorite evannual. It's an evannual event. I'll tell you why, man. Because, well, you get the bourbon and you get the bacon. What else do you need in life? Yeah, join us during the day or night with premium or general admission tickets. You want more information about Bourbon and Bacon Fest? Oh, so good. Go to KISW.com. Get your tickets. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Tuesday, so let's turn down four tacos.
Charge
out
for one.
Oh, yeah. Taco, taco. Yeah, get some tacos.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I want some tacos right now.
Do you want some tacos right now?
I do. But unfortunately, we got to play the game. So let's just get to our contestants.
All right, fair enough. I mean, afterwards, maybe if you're a good boy.
Oh, nice. We got Jimbo and Tacoma to take on Steve. Jimbo, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
$50 Best Buy shopping spree, which is perfect to use this Saturday in Bellevue for Best Buy's open house event. Go to KISW.com for all the details, and you can check out the open house event at Best Buy in Bellevue this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jimbo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jimbo, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
The first Pirates of the Caribbean movie was subtitled The Curse of the What?
Black Pearl.
Yes. Copenhagen is the capital of which Scandinavian country?
Denmark.
Yes. Victoria Beckham was a member of which all-girl English pop group?
Spice Girls.
Yes. What concert hall was opened in New York in 1891?
I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Montezuma was the emperor of which ancient society?
Aztec.
Yes. What color hair does the Mona Lisa have?
Black.
Yes. What 2009 movie takes place on a moon named Pandora?
Avatar.
Yes. What is the first name of the drummer for the band Van Halen?
Mike.
No.
Steve.
No.
I don't know. I don't like him.
Would you like to pass?
Okay.
Yeah, pass.
Lambeau Field is the home field of which National Football League team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Not bad.
Decent score there.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I feel Steve might get that one question that he missed. So
yeah, that's true.
It'll be a close one.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, and Steve will get himself a victory, and then he'll have some victory tacos. Or if he'll get a loss, and he'll make himself feel better by getting some Los Tacos. Los Tacos? Tacos, yeah. For losing?
Los Tacos. Whatever, Vicky. You know I'm genuine.
Mm-hmm. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The first Pirates of the Caribbean movie was subtitled The Curse of the What?
Caribbean.
No.
curse of the loot.
No.
Booty.
No. Copenhagen is the capital of which?
Denmark.
Yes. Victoria Beckham was a member of which all?
Spice Girls.
Yes. Yeah. What concert hall was opened in New York in 1891?
Radio City Music Hall.
No.
What year?
1891.
Carnegie Hall.
Yes. Yeah. Montezuma was the emperor of which ancient society?
The Aztec.
Yes.
Ooh.
What color hair does the Mona Lisa have?
Pink.
No.
Blue.
No.
Black.
Yes. What 2009 movie takes place on a moon named Pandora?
What?
What 2009 movie takes place on a moon named Pandora? No.
Independence Day.
No.
Gravity.
No. What is the name of the drummer for the band Van Halen?
Alex.
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Lambeau Field is the home field for which National Football League team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. How old was Jimi Hendrix when he passed away?
27.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-7.
Nice.
Sorry, Jimbo.
Oh, yes. We get in there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and Rev was right about that one question.
It was, and then he squeaked by. So, sorry, Jimbo. Steve, you win.
He's the man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The two that you did miss, he did get correct. So it was the first Pirates movie was Curse of the Black Pearl. That was his ship that he lost and was trying to get back. And
yeah. No idea.
Vicky trying to explain the plot of a movie he does not care about.
Right. Yeah. I like the ride.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the original thing that the movie was based on, I forgot.
And Disney.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah, you're right. That's
And that's the one thing. I forgot that it was the ride, and then they made the movie based off of the ride very, very loosely, but yeah.
So loosely. It was like the ride had pirates, the movie had pirates.
And there you go. That's all you need, right? Yeah. There's perfect bridge. The other movie one that you didn't get, the 2009 movie that takes place on a moon named Pandora, was Avatar.
Oh, duh.
Which now they've made, I guess, 3 more sequels to or something ridiculous, or they're in the process of doing that.
Well, I mean, there's been talk of so many sequels, but it's 10 years later. What are they doing? The 2019 challenge? They're going to show us Avatar. Here's what it looked like then. Here's what it looks like now.
Still blue.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
That means call number 8. You're getting that Best Buy shopping spree $50 coupon, which means, you take that $50 coupon, go on a shopping spree because they got their open house event at Best Buy in Bellevue this Saturday, which might I suggest, man, you're there, you're hanging out, whatever. They're going to have lots of cool stuff, but check out Lincoln Squares after you're done. Check out Lincoln Squares food court because they got good stuff there. I'm telling you, Steve, I've been telling you to get up there and check it out. It's a cool food court.
Yeah, we still haven't made the trip for that reason.
Unbelievable.
I've let you down.
I really have. This guy on Reddit has just shared something that he does when he gets into a new relationship. And you know what? It's pretty ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, just because of the fact that he does what I think you really should do in life, and that is plan out stuff with your money, especially if you know you got big expenses coming up. So when he gets in a new relationship, he starts a new savings account and puts in $50 every month. That way, if the relationship goes really well, he'll be saving money towards a ring, so that'll be good.
Wow.
But if the relationship crashes and burns, like, well, all of his past ones, he'll have all his money saved up to go on a trip to get over the breakup. Like the Bunny Ranch? That's right.
That was my first thought. Yeah. Or just blow it at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vicky's going to be like, you broke up with me. Now give me that savings money. I want to blow it at a strip club.
Right. I have plans to go to the Acropolis next month. I'm excited.
Damn.
For the steak?
Yeah.
Nice.
And other stuff.
There's a nice vegan restaurant around there, too.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I'm going to have to check that one out, too.
Can you guys, think, like, because it's got to be, I don't know, maybe he's in his 20s.
I think it's a great idea.
$50 a month. I mean, a lot of people, man, that's tough to do.
Yeah, maybe he's doing okay for himself. I mean, I would imagine I would hope that if he's willing to make this kind of a budget, that he's decent at making a budget for everything else. You know what I mean? I don't think that if the only thing he's good at saving at is to save for a potential ring or an awesome vacation. Yeah, he's not really doing it right.
Yeah. If you've been on any social media like we were just talking about, you're here, you're seeing this 2019 challenge. It is the hottest meme going on right now.
That's right.
And if you don't know what it is, you just post two pictures side by side, one of you in 2009 versus one of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's kind of fun to see people, how they've changed For the most part, I've seen a lot of people change for the better.
Yeah.
You know what? Probably if you change for the worse, you're not doing this meme thing.
Yeah.
Like, if all of a sudden you just let yourself go and you look like crap, you're probably not engaging in this meme challenge.
You're right. I don't think anybody does it. Kevin Smith put his up there. And, of course, I mean, Kevin, you know, because of his heart attack, definitely had to start eating right. And he's lost a lot of weight. And, I mean, it is unbelievable how different he looks from 2009. I mean, now I know he probably took probably one of the worst pictures of himself in 2009 that he could post, as far as just showing the dramatic weight loss, but it's nuts.
Yeah, if you're going to do it and you want to show some kind of a drastic change, find yourself at your, it's like those before and after, you know, whenever someone does like a workout before and after pictures, they always look so frumpy in the before picture. Like
yeah.
They purposely look miserable. And then when they had their after, even if it's like a marginal change, they're like glowing. Like, yeah, check me out now.
When I did Nutrisystem, that's what they said. Don't look so happy in your before picture. They were mad at me because I was smiling.
See, I think you should look exactly the same. Wear the exact same clothes.
Yeah.
Have the exact same pose.
Yeah. They wanted that, but they didn't want me to look happy.
Mm.
And I was like, dude.
Well, they knew you. They didn't have to ask you to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But I was happy because it was right before I was going on the Nutrisystem diet, and I was going to be able to eat whatever I want the entire weekend, and then Monday I was starting. So I was really, actually, at that moment, I was really happy. Like, yeah, I got to go on this thing, but man, I'm going to have a party this weekend.
I do have to give you props, Steve, because you are one of those people that change for the better. I'm looking at a picture, your original picture.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't take part in this stupid thing.
No, somebody else posted it for me.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Danny did it.
Somebody else posted mine, too. And by the way, I'm one of the outliers that probably wouldn't have posted my before and afters.
Really?
Oh, God,
that's a
dude.
Good picture.
I'm gray as all hell. I mean, I used to have.
Who cares about hair color?
It's 10 years later.
Well,
you're going to have gray
hair color. I'm looking at myself going,
I'm still bald. That's the problem.
Well, see, then your hair will never change color when you're bald.
Yeah, oh man, that is crazy to look at. I haven't seen this because I didn't do this challenge. I don't get involved in these things. I just don't have the energy.
You've lost weight too, though.
Yeah, well, if you look at this picture, it's a drastic difference in weight size.
Yeah.
Steve looks literally like 15 years younger than his before picture.
Yeah.
Now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was like
crazy.
A mess 10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, I still look like a mess, but I look less of a mess.
Yeah, thanks, Danny.
It's a better mess.
Steve looks great, Danny. Thanks.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
You say the sweetest things.
No, you're welcome.
I like that you just say things that are honest and, you know, right.
Yeah. Thanks for asking for my permission to post my I used to look okay picture too. Well, he's on his way out.
Well, I mean, 80 compared to 90, BJ, it's not really.
It's not that big of a difference.
Yeah, it is. I'm youthful.
I don't think you look worse.
And virile in that
you
first
look worse.
Picture.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think you look better.
And you got a better
no
fashion
way.
Sense.
Yeah, your style is way better, BJ.
Oh, no way, dude. 9 years ago, that was an awesome shirt. That was
No, I remember 9 years ago, and it was not an awesome shirt.
You didn't like that? That was a
No, I always made fun of you for those shirts. You had all those stupid shirts.
Those sweet dragon shirts?
Yeah.
Dude, that was always like the creepy kid in high school that wore those when
that was
I
me,
was in
Vicky.
High school.
That was me.
That was
in a trench coat.
Okay.
Get it right.
First of all, they were also very popular in the biker community, dragonfly shirts. Just so I want to let you know. You guys would call it
BJ
creepy.
The biker.
Oh, yeah.
The B stands for biker.
That's where you'd find them at a lot of Harley shops, those dragonfly shirts. They were cool. Well, cool on the bike. I loved them. My buddy used to, he was a biker and he used to wear those shirts. And I thought they were awesome.
That's fine. Yeah.
What kind of bike do you ride, BJ? Mm.
Well, I don't ride a bike, but I like the fashion.
The leather pants or the assless chaps.
Okay.
Chaps are assless, Vicky. Whenever you say something, any of us say that, someone will text
me. Am I going to get ridiculed by good Charlotte over here about how I dress? Seriously?
Anger.
Am I really going to take that?
Yeah, you should.
We're complimenting on how good you look now.
You look better now.
Yeah.
Hell, even Fish Neil over here on the Instagram said, both look better. You're part of the both.
I don't like it.
So why don't you go get your funny little pattern guitars on a shirt, bicycle shirts, and put them back on. With your flames. What was the one? Scarface.
Yes.
You had a giant picture of Scarface.
Yeah, people love that shirt.
Yeah, that was, come
they
on.
Love the I got so many compliments on that Scarface
because
shirt.
Nobody else is willing to wear it. They're like, well, someone's got to. This is entertaining. Thank you.
Wow, you guys are such haters.
I love the fact that I too, also used to rock those shirts, but I'm not defending them.
Oh, I'm so defending them.
I mean, know I
get,
you are.
I get that they're not in style now, but I love those shirts. I miss them.
I'll let them wear them again.
And they were made of 100% flammable material. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They're just melty.
I know everybody hated him. I know Hair Club hated him, too. But I was like, dude, I don't think any of them ever, I don't think any of you ever walked into a Harley store. I mean, we used to do stuff at a Harley store, but nobody, I couldn't believe I got such ridicule at a rock station for wearing stuff that you buy in a Harley store. I'm like, why am I getting ridiculed for this?
Oh, man.
No, you don't have a
Harley.
And I know a lot of guys still to this day, and a lot of people back then that were riding motorcycles, and I never saw anybody wear those.
Well, I honestly, the reason I did it is my old buddy that I work with, he used to wear shirts like that. So,
kind of, there's the one with the dragons.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
See, is it hot? Look at that.
Oh, show that one to Danny.
Danny, that was hot.
Have to come
the
over
mud
here,
flap.
Danny.
It's the mud flap girl shirt.
The American flag mud flap girl.
Yes.
It's got blue flames.
It's a great shirt.
That's a shirt.
I forgot about that one.
Somebody stick up for me.
Wow.
Those shirts were amazing.
No chance.
Was it the 4th of July?
No.
Okay.
I hate all you people.
Why is she on fire on this shirt?
Because she's
blue
hot.
Flames on the bottom. And then a mud flap girl that has the American flag in the silhouette.
Vicky, you should post a bunch of my shirts online. Do it. Show people just how awesome I was.
Hey,
and I would like some of the riders. Maybe it's not Harley wear now, but I like somebody who rides to at least go, hey, people wore that stuff.
Well, one texter says, I don't know what kind of biker shop you went into, BJ, but no, those are not biker shirts.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, then.
Make sure you find that Scarface one.
Yeah.
The Scarface one was my favorite.
The Scarface
one.
Well,
you had the Bob Marley one, too, right?
Yeah. Dude, the Bob Marley one was
awesome. Yeah, I know.
People dug the Bob Marley song.
People dug it.
They did. It was
stoned
a sweet
looking
shirt. Well, okay. So we got biker people and stoned people.
No,
we can't
biker
dress
people.
For them.
Biker people do not like that shirt.
One guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably
one
a guy.
One more than you have.
Probably a guy that doesn't ride a Harley.
Vicky's looks exactly the same, except for she has a nose ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vicky hasn't changed her style in years.
Yeah. It's like
I mean, it is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you can tell the difference between Vicky, to be honest with you, with her before and after. Well, there you go. That's it. If you want to check out a million of these stupid things, just look for the hashtags 2009 versus 2019 or hashtag 10-year challenge. And that's all you do. Post two pictures side by side, one from 10 years ago, 2009, and one from right now.
You seem so sad that we don't like your sweet shirts.
Yeah, I really hurt.
He is really
hurt.
Do
you still have them?
No, I got rid of them all. I mean, I was getting enough shade, but I thought you were on my team because you never said nothing.
Oh, no, I made fun of you back then.
See, I don't remember you so much making fun of me. I remember other people, but I don't remember you. Wow.
Yeah, and you defended it the way you defend it now. These are cool. People tell me all the time they're cool.
Wow. I don't remember that. I always thought you were on my side. Wow. Okay. I guess I know who my friends are.
What?
Well, not in this room, actually. I don't think I have any friends in this room.
See, you're focusing on the negative. We say you look really good now.
Yeah, your fashion sense has gotten so much better.
You're getting eyebrows slowly.
This is like some weird, like
self-affirmation.
I honestly don't really like my fashion now. I'm wearing it because I have to.
You don't have to.
Well, I want to fit in.
Stay in your lane, Steve.
No, man. Go back into the Bob Marley Scarface shirt.
I would love to have that shirt back. You don't know how much I miss that shirt. I love that shirt. That was such a great shirt. I don't care what you people say. I was like...
And we could be your friends and not like the way you dress.
Yeah, but I can feel your disdain.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I got a question.
You just looked stupid back then. I mean, it's not like anything to take it personally.
No, I won't take that personally. No.
I'm just kidding about that.
Thanks a lot. Having a bit of a tough day. Thank you for coming and making it.
We could all admit that we all dress stupid at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know something? I haven't ever seen you dress stupid. Except when you were a kid.
All the time.
When you were a kid, you don't dress stupid now.
Dude, yes, absolutely. In the eyes of some, absolutely.
What are you talking about? You wear cool t-shirts and you wear jeans. What's stupid about
that? I wear wrestling t-shirts and black jeans every day. There's somebody out there, there's plenty of people out there that think that looks stupid. And I look back on some of the stuff that I used to wear back when I first moved out here. I had a stupid shirt with flames on the sleeves. I thought it was cool at the time. But now I look back, I'm like, that was the dumbest shirt ever.
Didn't you have like bleach blonde hair at some point?
We don't need to go down that road.
Whoa,
we're talking
really?
About clothes.
That's amazing.
We're talking about M-M clothes, Vicky.
Yeah.
Real some shading?
Yeah.
Please stand up.
No, far from real.
I did.
Far from slim. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
I have.
Some of the hairstyles I had, because I had the tips like Brett Boone back in the day. But I had to do it because it was some camouflage in my bald spot. So that's why that we did it that way. But people thought I was just trying to look, you know. But
I used to wear the big oversized Dickies. shorts.
I remember those.
Yeah.
That did you have the socks all the way pulled up too?
No, I didn't do that, but it was the, they were down past my,
That's a good look. All right, fine. I have a question. Why is a woman fining her boyfriend for being late? Yeah. She's fining her boyfriend for being late. Why? I'm going to tell you why at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman posted on Reddit on Sunday about a new policy that she started with her boyfriend. They've been together for 2 years now. They live together. But lately, he's gotten some new friends, and he's been regularly staying out until 3 to 5 a.m. So she's going to start fining him $50 every time he stays out past 4 in the morning.
Good luck.
And she says, you know what? You can fine me for doing it, too. So they both have the fine policy. If either one of them stays out past 4 in the morning, you got to pay $50. Of course, she does it less often.
Yeah.
So she's going to make money on this deal.
It's very rare that I've ever been out past 2 in the morning. You know, I mean, that's even a late night. But I mean, I think there was one time where I was coming home and it was like a big, I think it was our band played or something along those lines. And I remember getting dropped off and it was like right around when my wife was waking up and she's like, really? You're coming home now? I'm like, I gotta go to bed. Like, she didn't find me and she wasn't mad. She just thought it was funny.
I think she's doing it as revenge in a way because she says when she stays out late, he gives her such a hard time.
Okay.
And now that he's got these new friends, he's been doing it a lot. She's like, okay. Well,
who are these new friends causing problems in their relationship?
Yeah.
The late night crew.
She says, quote, I want him to have his space because humans deserve that. But my reasoning is that he's going to tire of paying the $50 and come home on time or afford me the same level of understanding for occasionally staying out late. You know, I think it's completely reasonable. It's unfortunate that she has to go through this whole fine process, but I mean, what kind of a douche are you if you stay out late, and then you give her a hard time for staying out late? That's douchey.
It kind of feels like there's more issues in this relationship than just tardiness.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it does seem that way.
Yeah, if you have to start managing somebody, I don't know. I mean, unless that's the game you want to be in. I mean, a lot of people like fixer-uppers, you know, when it comes to relationships. But, you know, eventually you're going to get tired of having to be the fixer-upper because all you do is continue that behavior. Mm-hmm. And then you go, why do I want to be here?
And do you think he's really going to drop $50 in a jar?
Yeah.
How's he going to get that money?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think that's why he was staying out late, because he's blowing $50 elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
With his new friends.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
But it is interesting. I mean, it's behavior that she wants to regulate, behavior she doesn't like maybe. And it has us think about finishing this sentence. I wish I could find my significant other for whenever they do or don't do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I wish I could find my significant other for whenever they do or don't do blank. Your calls, your texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So a woman is fining her boyfriend $50 every time he comes home late. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I wish I could find my significant other for whenever they do or don't do blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This is actually funny. My boyfriend and I, we made a bro jar for the house. Anytime we say bro or do something that's a little douchey or bro-ish, we have to put a quarter in the jar. Even though I'm a lady, I definitely have put more quarters in the jar. From Stephanie.
I got broed by my wife the other day.
Bro.
I was just doing something stupid, and it was bro. And I was like, oh, that means I did something bad.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Man. Somebody says, I wish I could find my girlfriend every time she spam texts me. I don't immediately respond.
Man. You know, I would like to apologize, because I feel like my generation of parenting did this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got to be thinking my wife and I couldn't be the only one that had jars like this around the house. We had cups, we had jars, we put chips in there, like poker chips, to just signify whenever the kids were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. My wife was all about the jars. I had to go out, I had to get these different color poker chips to signify just which kid was doing what or not doing what. And now look what we've done, Steve. I apologize, America.
Nice work. Thanks, BJ.
Damn.
How about this one? When my husband lets it mellow and doesn't flush the toilet. Drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens at the workplace a lot. I would love to have a jar like that for here. It's like, I know we have automatic toilets and you think you can just get up and leave.
Oh, you got to make sure it's taken care of.
I agree. Uh-huh. I walk in and I just basically see Chernobyl and I'm like, no, nobody wants to see that.
Dude, I'd just pay if they would actually like hit the toilets here or the urinals here. It's really bad.
Oh, here
people are just whatever,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's so like lift this. I always lift the seat up. If for some reason, you know, I'm using the stall, I lift the seat up if I'm just going to be a standing man.
Oh, what? People don't?
No.
Dude, those people are the worst.
Especially at cons. Like, we had the big con over the weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than walking into a bathroom of a hotel from a convention, and you just go, what, is somebody a rain bird? Seriously, dude? What, it's basically, let's play the game, where didn't this guy go to the bathroom in this the new game to play.
And for that center watery part, please.
Yeah. Oh, it's, I mean, seriously, dude, you're like, wow, how? I'm like, how is it that you could have missed so badly, but you did?
I know it's your daughter's in the room.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, Sarah. She may have been a recipient of a cuss cup once in a while.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, the cuss cup, the watch TV cup, how many Oreos did you eat cup? Oh, you had cups for everything.
Yeah, that was mom's idea.
What? Oreo cup?
Well, the kids would go through our Oreos, man, and listen, I was serious, but that was my thing, because I love my Oreos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I love Johnny Rubbers so much, but there's so many little things that I want to find him for.
J-Rubs.
Probably the biggest one is when he takes a shower, he never hangs up his towels, so I find his wet towels everywhere. They're usually like on the couch or on the bed.
Huh?
You know when you take a shower? And
no,
then,
I know.
Yeah, and then you take a shower and then you dress.
No, I understand everything you said. I just can't believe he does that.
He never hangs up his towel. It drives me crazy. Crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
So he just sits on a chair?
Mostly the couch. He'll just sit on the back of the couch and forget about it.
He realizes that towel's wet.
Yeah.
And he's like, why do our towels always smell? I'm like, because you never hang them up to dry.
Do you guys ever wash your towels?
Yes, okay. We do. Yeah, we wash them a lot now, a lot more now because
he does
that.
As soon as I'm done using my towel, I just bring it to the laundry room to wash it.
You wash your towels every time you use them?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Well, like after every shower?
Every shower?
Yeah.
That's a lot of washing.
That's a lot of laundry.
We have a lot of towels.
Oh, wow. I always figure a couple days
I can't believe I'm being towel shamed.
Yeah. You are so being towel shamed. I mean, there are hotels that say, please leave the towel hung up and we won't wash it because we're trying to save the environment.
Yeah, do you think I hang those towels up?
I know.
No.
Your wife and you are basically just like, your carbon footprint's insane.
Does your wife do the laundry?
No.
You do the laundry and you do that many towels?
Hell yeah.
Oh, jeez.
That's a lot. I thought we had a lot of towels, and I rotate them every week.
Oh, sorry guys. I want to use a clean towel every time.
How often should you clean your towels?
I clean them after I use them every time.
I mean, how often do people think we should clean our towels? I did hear what you said. Gee, I'm not that old or stupid yet, Steve.
Yeah.
I think once a week. I think you're doing it right, Pop.
So how many times are you going to dry yourself with the same towel?
Once a day.
No, how many times?
Like,
thank you for listening, Danny.
Steve, I have a question for you. How often do you change your towels?
According to the Today Show, they say that they can be used when you're used for showers up to three times before needing to be washed.
Suck it.
Three times?
Three times.
Okay, so how many times do you use the same towel to dry yourself before you decide to throw it in the laundry room to wash
about
it?
About five times?
I do about 10, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I go about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I go about a week most.
Yeah, I'll go a week, but if I smell it, then I go, all right, I got to chuck it. Because I have some towels that actually are tougher than others when it comes to the sniff test. Some of them last longer and they don't smell. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe they're not as good. But my mindset is I just washed. So why would it be all dirty anyway? Like I washed all that stuff off my body.
Based on that logic, then you should never wash them.
Yeah.
Because you're washed every time you're using that same towel.
Well, I feel like there is some residual that will eventually happen, but very little. That's why after a week, I feel like, okay, this is a good time to get it out.
One person says, wow, Steve, kill the planet less, please. Next person, I use it once as well. I agree with Steve. Most person, Steve is smart for washing the towel every time he showers. Studies show that if you use a towel more than once, you have a significantly larger chance of getting MRSA. Yeah.
I've never had.
Okay, let me see that study and what significantly larger.
Cite your sources.
Texter 360.
Come on, Texter. First of all, what are our chances of getting MRSA in the first place? And then how significantly does it increase with a towel that we don't wash all the time? I mean, they're saying we shouldn't even be taking showers every day. They're saying it's actually hurting our skin to take showers every day, and we shouldn't even be doing that.
One person, think of all the dead skin that gets rubbed off when you dry. That's disgusting that you reuse a towel. I'm with Steve. Wash it after every use.
So tell me, the people that are complaining about, you know, the dead skin on the towels, do you wash your sheets every day?
Yeah, that's
probably
a fact.
Probably not.
And I wash them once a week.
Yeah, and we sweat like a mo. And how often do you change your mattress where all that sweat stays? Please. I mean, come on, people. I mean, really.
I just didn't know I was doing a show with so many dirtbags.
Wow. I didn't know I was doing a show with somebody who didn't care about the environment.
Yeah, jeez.
The environment. God, what about my clean. That's all that matters.
My children have to grow up in this, Steve.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's for the best I kill this environment, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
The person, you people are sick. I'm with Migs. Fresh towel every time.
Oh, please.
How can you guys shower?
Well,
every day.
Yes, yeah, no, but I do twice.
Sometimes
a day.
Twice.
Yeah.
Depends.
See, I got to tell you something. We never used to do that, and we never had access to that before. And yes, you should clean your body, but that, like I said, the research is coming out and saying that we are crazy. We are actually destroying our skin by showering so much. That's what the research is saying, and it makes sense. Don't forget also the chlorine in the water, or whatever the hell they put in the water, which also isn't great for your skin. So if you're showering multiple times a day, you're not doing a great job for your skin. And, you know, we're all very ashy. African-Americans sometimes will show how ashy they are just because their skin is darker, but actually all of us are really overly ashy, and I think it's because of the fact that we shower too much.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, then don't shower, BJ.
Hey, you don't know if I haven't showered yet, do you?
I don't know. I don't have a sense of smell.
I mean, the old West, man, they all hung out with each other. They all got to, you know, they all seemed to be okay with each other.
Yeah, most of them smelled like campfire, and that's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like, you know, just because we're doing something now, is it the right thing to do? And yet we all in our brain go, oh, it's horrible if I don't shower every day.
They also coated each other in perfume, too. Like, I don't want to have that smell.
And it's a preference thing. I mean, if you don't want to shower every day, go ahead. That's great on you. I like the feeling of being clean. Like, I like how it feels when I take a shower.
Even if it is detrimental to your health.
Well, I'm alive, so I'm okay.
It's true.
Well, I feel right that there. Way about me with my 5-day towel. I'm alive Fine. As well.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't shame you guys for, I just said, oh, that's interesting. I use a new towel every time. And you all looked at me and just got on me about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because of the environment, Steve.
Oh, like you guys care about the environment.
Mostly because I hate doing laundry, especially the towel load. So Danny, it's just like, good on you, bro.
I agree. Yeah.
Danny and I are very active in the
environment. Yeah, I'm more worried about the water bill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Rev's dude. He's a family man now. He's the Mr. Domestic.
Well, it's not like we only have one towel for each of us and we have to wash it every single time. We have multiple towels in our closet.
Oh, what? Look at you guys.
Wow. If you shower twice a day, then do you use a different towel even if it's the same day?
Huh?
Okay, that's...
Of course.
No, I can't.
Of course.
I can't do it anymore.
See, I do, but it's because I use the towel at the gym and then I use one at home.
Well, see, that's also the same as me. I'm not taking two showers at home. I'm taking a shower at the gym or at the hockey rink or somewhere else as a shower.
I will support
your friend's house, whatever.
Yeah. I will support you taking a shower after a hockey game. I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That makes sense. I mean, you have to. You can't go home because you, I mean.
No. I'm not going to put my clothes back on.
Yeah,
after
you
doing
can't
that.
Do that because, I mean, your gear and everything is so stinky. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. You know, just when you're not doing anything, you just get out of bed or whatever. I don't know. You think you get a shower. They're saying, yeah, you may not need one.
Mm. It helps wake me up.
Wake me up before I shall. Thank
what?
You.
No.
Are you just like singing songs for the sake of singing songs?
I'm just singing songs for the sake of singing songs.
I need a shower after that.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I wish I could find my significant other for whenever they do or don't do blank.
All right, that's easy. This one texter says, a fine for toilet rolls not being replaced. I live with three women and it's an epidemic. Thanks from Brian and Lake Stevens. Do you guys use the same toilet paper?
No.
If you poop more than once in a day?
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
Steve,
I am into biodegradable wipes right now. That's what I'm into.
Oh, yeah. For a second.
What did you think of?
I don't know. I thought you like a rag or something.
No, you just put that in the wash.
like a baby diaper. Like the cloth baby diaper.
Yeah, I do. Gosh. Yeah, I'm into hug. I buy baby diapers and flush them down the toilet.
You care about the environment. I don't know.
Yeah.
Captain Environment.
That's why I said biodegradable wipes. You know, that would be, and I, and that's why bidets, I think, you know, I mean, they're great, but I think that might be a waste of water. I think the biodegradable wipes might be the way to go.
They came out with reusable toilet paper.
No. Why do you guys use that?
Yuck.
What?
Ew.
Hard pass.
They really do have reusable toilet paper.
It looks like the same material they use for like the cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? And then you throw it in a bin?
Wash
it.
Yeah, well, you put it in a pail just like with the cloth diapers, and then you wash them, I guess.
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
So what about the environment, guys?
Yo, I'm done with the... I've done enough for the environment. It's up to you, Steve. I'm not washing recycled toilet paper.
Too far.
I mean, I got used to kid action because, you know, babies and whatever.
It's just milk.
Yeah, but human being waste? No. You know, like adult no, even when kids are, you know, like 4 and 5 years old, they start like, they start going to the bathroom like everybody else, and nobody wants to be part of that. Really. Seriously, no, Danny, you know what I mean. Nobody wants to be part of having to deal with that for the rest of your life.
Oh, no, trust me, I know.
Yeah, I don't want that in my life. I'm done. This mom tried to teach her kid a lesson, and she did this in, well, probably the dumbest way possible. And yeah, it did lead to her getting arrested. Again, because it was the dumbest way possible. I'll tell you what happened at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.